This year, South Africa win this election. South Africa will see 52 parties contesting on the national PR ballot in the 2024 general election. 31 of these parties did not contest in the 2019 election. But in 2019, we had 48 parties. In 2014, we had 33 parties contesting on the ballot. And it's not just the big parties, not just the 14 parties that are currently represented in the National Assembly. We're also focusing on the smaller political parties. And today we introduce to you, did you know that the CIA is involved in South Africa's election? No, not that CIA. Talking about Conservatives in Action. It's just one of the smaller political parties. We're joined now by Samuel Kennedy, formerly having contested in elections before as leader of the People's Alliance Party, and they hope to bring about a South African moral compass. Samuel, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate your time. What does it mean to have conservative values in South Africa, Samuel?
Good morning, Lester, and good to be on your show. Thank you very much. A good morning also to the listeners across South Africa. To answer your question, but before I do that, just some clarity. People's Alliance was changed, so it was a name change to Conservatives in Action. Mm. And the rationale behind that was because there was a bit of a overlap with the Patriotic Alliance. So everybody was assuming we were Patriotic Alliance. So that's the history behind it.
Also, People's Alliance Party, the acronym is also PUP, and you don't want to be the PUP party on the national
It used to be PAL, but nonetheless, I'll come back to your question. What does it mean to be conservative? I think the fact that you and I are breathing today and the fact that we're sitting in controlled environments is conservative, because liberal means allowing everything to be free. So when people sort of adopt a value of Christianity, that's conservatism. Islam, that's conservatism. Doing good, that's conservatism. Those are all conservative values. Ours is primarily a political value, which is nation building, which is property rights, because property rights are conservative, or else we'll end up with land expropriation without compensation, or else we'll end up with nationalization, or else we'll end up with majoritarianism as opposed to minority rights. But our emphasis is on sticking to what ordinary people know, basic values, and in particular, minority rights, protection of minority rights. So else we'll end up where South Africa becomes what we call a quasi-socialist communist state, where it's a free-for-all on the one side of the left, and it's a free-for-all with the Democratic Alliance and its subsidiaries on the right.
Samuel, we live in what we call a constitutional democracy. And yes, in a democracy, the majority rules, but in a constitutional democracy, the majority has their way, but the minority has their say. Is that not a model for South Africa that we can aspire to?
Well, let me give you an example. And I'm grateful that you've brought out what seems to be a perception of constitutional rule. Let's just take the Constitutional Court, for example, Lester. A minority judgment doesn't have favor of a majority judgment. Okay? That's in the Constitutional Court, just as an example. So what needs to happen? The cornerstone, the building block of minority rights must be protected and must be enshrined, must be, or else, and we've heard it in Parliament, and so have you, where Jacob Zuma said once in Parliament, while he was still the reigning president, that he didn't understand what democracy meant, where the majority voted people into power and the minorities are still protected, or words to that effect.
Who do you consider as minorities in South Africa?
Well, minorities are, for example, those in terms of population demographics, okay? Those in terms of ethnicity as well. So in terms of population demographics, minorities are vis-a-vis those termed colored, those of Indian origin, and those of what is deemed to be white. Ethnically are the small tribes like the Bata, like the Tswana, like the Venda, like the Pedi, like the Ndebele. Those are ethnic. So I've given you very much a sort of an overview of what minorities are.
Many in
and
South
then
Africa,
you have the then you have the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese are minority. You've got the Portuguese community, they're minority. So that's when we talk about protection of minority rights, that's what we encompass.
Men are in the minority in South Africa, but men have deeply entrenched patriarchal and systemic power in South Africa as compared to women. Do you think that women and gender rights are also an important part of your particular manifesto and campaign and the ethos of the CIA?
I'm quite happy to upload for you. We're busy in the process now. I'm probably one of the strongest proponents and protagonists of the inclusion of women rights and inclusion of children rights, or protection of women rights and protection of children rights. We have a serious problem, if I may say, and particularly on the Cape Flats and in places like Soweto, of child and woman abuse. And that is because the Constitution is silent on the protection of child and woman abuse, or protection of these type of abuses that are perpetuated against the weak, what I would call the weaker sex. So we need to protect them. And how do we do that?
Why would women be deemed to you the weaker sex, Samuel?
Well, it's an old age expression. It doesn't mean they're weak in stature. It doesn't mean they're weak in physicality. It's an adage which has been used for 100 years, if not 300 years, and you know that.
Question here from one of our listeners. What is the CIA's view on LGBTQI rights? That is from Ash in Milnerton.
But our view, and as the leader of the CIA, I'm one of the strongest proponents of, and it's inclusive of, minority rights. Minority rights also means rights of individuals. And individuals have the right, constitutionally, protected by our constitution, to express themselves. It's enshrined in the Bill of Rights. It's ensconced in the Bill of Rights for people to adopt freedom of religion, freedom of self, howsoever they wish to express themselves. I might have a different view. Others might have a different view. But those are protected rights. And it's not my position, but the party position, simple. We endorse any protection of any right enshrined in the Constitution. And we will not impose any religious view, howsoever it may be, or any radical view, or leftist view, or neoliberal view as to the rights of an individual. That's our position.
I'm reading through your manifesto, and I've done so since yesterday, and I'm looking at particularly your points of how you would improve the current state of South Africans. But what it reads to me is largely like a municipal electoral campaign or a manifesto. The fixing of streets and sidewalks, cleaning of beaches, refuse removal, pipes, potholes. Those are largely municipal issues. What are you hoping to contribute on a national level if you are elected with a seat or two in the National Assembly?
Well, I would use an overarching expression and say that when you say a seat or two, I think that's conjecture, because the fat lady hasn't sung, as the expression goes. Let's wait till the 2nd of June. Secondly, the manifesto at this juncture was the 2021 manifesto. We haven't launched a manifesto yet, and we will in the next few, in the next coming weeks. That's for sure. There's no hard and fast rule as to when a manifesto will be or should be launched. But our position is quite simple. In terms of this election, South Africa is literally, and I use the expression loosely, literally, is literally dysfunctional. And it's dysfunctional because of a number of unethical issues. South Africans live in a state of despair. You know it. I know it. We see it every day. It's even worse in the Cape Flats with gun violence, gangsterism, with unemployment, with despondency, with gender-based violence, with violence against children. The list is endless, with high inflation, high food prices. That's our focus. Those are an antithesis to what South Africans really would like to see. We want a prosperous nation. We want a nation that contributes to the equality, the uplifting of every individual. We want a nation that expresses itself through meritocracy. I don't want to go to Home Affairs and sit there and a guy can't even spell my name, as a want of an example. I want somebody who's competent, somebody who's capable. And so that then cascades down to local government. Why in the state of flux in local government? We're in a state of flux in local government because national government, and there is an instrument in the Constitution for the national government to intervene.
Well, Samuel, I really appreciate you putting yourself and your party on the line to contest the 2024 general elections. But thank you so much, and best of luck. It's a conjecture, you may say, but I get hope. For your sake, you get more than one or two seats in the National Assembly. It's Samuel Kennedy. He is the leader of the Conservatives in Action, the CIA. They're involved in South African politics. We're giving the smaller parties a platform every morning at 7:20. Parties that will be contesting in the 2024 general elections. Your thoughts? The pitch there by the CIA. I'd love your thoughts. 021-446-0567.